Hello and welcome to How the Josh podcast show. I'm Omkar Chaudhary, your host. You guys have heard me in conversation with a lot of actors, comedians, social media influencers. But I'm very excited for today's episode because today we have someone from the highbrow and intellectual hierarchy. He started working at the age of 15. Bravo, man. People here don't complete their 10th, 12th, nor professional course at such a young age. I'm very eager and excited to know how did all this happen. I'm very sure even you guys are excited for the same. So let's welcome the scholar, the brainy, the amazing Darshil Patel on the show. Welcome, Darshil.
Thank you, Omkar. Thanks for the warm introduction. Really appreciate it.
Oh, I'm really very happy that you really accepted our invitation and you're there on the show.
No, it's my pleasure.
All right. So before we begin, how's Darshil?
Happy, sir.
Oh, that's really a great emotion to start with.
Yeah.
Darshil, let me be really very clear in the initial part itself. Like, even you're 19 and even I'm 19. So this is going to be like, you know, 19 to 19 conversation filled with a lot of happiness and a lot of humor as well as excitement and a lot of inspiring things and noteworthy points.
Yep, for sure. Yeah. It was great that you reached out to me on Instagram. It was awesome.
Yeah, definitely. And actually, the story goes, I think we'll just unveil the story in the meanwhile while we have the podcast.
Yeah.
Definitely. So my first question to you is, Darshil, like, how did it all happen? Like, you know, whenever I spoke to my friends or even when I got to know that at the age of 19, you're doing so well in your life, I was really, really shocked, like, you know, in a happy manner. Like, how is this amazing thing that has happened to you? So if we enter the journey right from your childhood, was it pre-decided on your part that you wanted to work in a certain way or the whole life was like planned, pre-planned or something? So please just elaborate, like, how did this all happen to you?
Yeah. So, well, I was actually born in Vadodara, Gujarat. And then my family moved to Canada when I was about 8. So when I moved here, it was actually quite a difficult journey. You know, immigrating to a new country is not the hard. It's not that easy. So I had a very difficult time early on. But during my grade, like fifth standard, I was introduced to computers. And that's when I kind of fell in love. It gave me the ability to like express all my creative ideas. So over time, I started learning more about computers, breaking it apart, fixing DVD players, fixing like everything broken inside my house. And then I was introduced to computer programming around like ninth standard. And that's when I started developing websites. And that's when I truly found my passion for technology. And I'd always seen like Steve Jobs, or like he was always my idol when I grew up. So yeah.
All right. So like ninth standard, you started finding out the passion, like you really wanted to do some great work in this technical field. So like, how did it happen? Like after like almost, I think when you were 19, you were 14 years of your age.
Yeah. So I think as soon as I started developing websites, it was all self-taught. You know, in school, they didn't teach us all this. It was all the basics. But I self-taught myself by online tutorials, YouTube, watching all day long. And then I started getting clients. So local businesses were like, hey, can you develop a website for me? And I'm like, yeah, sure, that sounds awesome. And then they're like, okay, we'll pay you. And then that was just an added bonus. And yeah, so I started developing websites here and there for people in the community. And that's when I really started falling in love with programming and developing software.
All right. So like it all started like, you know, it all started from a home or it all started from the passion inside you. And today, like, you know, from right from 15 years of your age to this 19, I think you have developed immensely. And, in a, like, you know, there was a sapling which has grown into a big tree. So could you please elaborate about the journey right from your 15, like, you know, when you started and today at the stage that you are?
Yeah. So after I think in ninth standard finished, I went in like during the holidays of 10th standard, I was cold emailing a lot of startups in San Francisco. I'm based in Toronto, Canada, but I'd always had that dream to go to San Francisco because that's where the tech hub is, Silicon Valley is. So I emailed a lot of startups and not a lot of replied back to me because I was a 15-year-old kid, but one did. And they were willing to take a chance on me. So I applied for internships during the summertime for grade 10 or standard 10. And they gave me an opportunity to do an internship. It was a remote internship. So because I was under the age of 18, I wasn't able to go to San Francisco. I worked right from my house. But it was my first real job experience. And that's what opened doors for me going forward. Because after I finished that internship, one of my coworkers was connected to, or he referred me to someone else for an internship in my 11th standard summer. And so it started a domino effect.
All right, so it was like a friend who helped you out with it.
Well, yeah, so early on, it was all about like cold emailing. And then after I did an amazing job on my first internship, then my friend referred me to the next and then on to the next. So after that, I realized how important your network is also is, not just the skills, but also developing a network.
Definitely. And also when I had a glance through your Instagram wall, I think there were certain words like Shopify, Delotide, the Kong HQ. So could you please elaborate about this? Like you have been working with this brand and how was your journey working with them?
Yeah, so Kong HQ was the San Francisco startup I worked for in at 10th standard. And then Deloitte is actually a financial firm that's a top four financial firm in the world. And I'm sure you've heard of hackathons. But for the listeners that haven't, it's essentially like on a weekend, a lot of coders get together and they build projects and they don't sleep at all. So I went to one of those and Deloitte was a sponsor. And I talked to the recruiters there and they were really impressed by my past experiences. And I was offered an internship on the job. So to my surprise and everyone's surprise, and I didn't even have to do an interview. So that's how I got Deloitte. And that was a corporate firm. So I went in, I had to wear like a formal clothes every day. I had to go into meetings. And this was all new again. I was like, it was last summer. So I was 18, completely new to this whole thing. And I had to learn it all on the job.
And talking about Shopify?
Yeah. So Shopify is right now. I'm part of a new program that Shopify started. Shopify is essentially an e-commerce platform. So they enable people to set up their online stores really easily without any coding experience. So I started computer science like in university or college. And so I'm also doing my internship on the side 20 hours a week.
Oh, I see that. Also, like it's like the journey is after 10th standard, you started your university in computer science.
No, I just, sorry. So in after 12th standard, I started. So September 2018, I started my journey in university. And so Shopify created a program called Dev Degree. And so what they do is they take 10 students and they realize that university computer science education isn't what the companies are looking for. It's got a big gap between what's being taught in university and what the skills are actually required. So they partnered up with the university and they're like, we only do 3 courses a semester compared to 5 or 6 at any other computer science university. And we work at Shopify 20 hours a week and we get credits, like university credits for that. So we learn on the job and we learn theory as well. So practical and theory.
Oh, that's really wonderful because normally the things that take place in India or I think in different universities, it's like, you know, completely a child is made to focus on the theoretical part, the classroom teaching, and there is no hands-on experience. But I think the kind of work that you're doing or the kind of phase that you're in is really very a beautiful one. When you're getting a hands-on experience on a practical stuff, as well as you're getting a theoretical knowledge as well.
Yeah, exactly. And that's the whole point. And I think in North America, that's a big focus. It's practical on top of theory, because theory can only go so far alone. So you need a lot of practical experience as well.
Definitely. So right now you must be in your second year or third year of your course?
Yeah, so I just started second year in May. So May, I just started second year in May. And yeah, it's been awesome so far.
All right. So how many years this course is of? Like what's the duration of this course?
Yeah, it's a 4-year course. So I'll graduate around like 2022.
All right. And Darshit, so let us tell our listeners, like, how did we meet on Instagram, actually?
Yeah.
So, yeah, you go ahead.
Yeah, I think I was listening to the Habit Coach podcast. And I messaged Ashton because I was really enjoying the podcast. And then I think you reached out to me or so Ashton actually posted on an Instagram story about my message and then you saw it. So you can talk about that part.
Exactly. So actually, the thing is that Ashwin did post about this message that Darshan has sent to him. And I was really very pleased. Like, you know, the podcast stuff is really very new in India. And someone was really eager and excited to help the people, the podcasters in India. And I was really, very pleased and amazed by this. So I was like, Darshan, like, why can't we connect? And why can't, like, you know, we just grow on with this friendship or with this business? And Darshan was really, very happy. And I think was really, very pleased to receive my message. And after that, I think we started communicating. And I felt that, like, you know, at the early age of 19, if you're achieving so much more, like, you know, you're doing internship, you have a great passion, you're focused, you're centered. So I think you definitely got to be on my podcast show. And today, I really got a hold of Darshan, and he's there on the podcast show.
Yeah, for sure. And I think the podcast ecosystem here in North America is a lot more established. Like, everyone is trying to create their own podcast, or everyone's listening to podcasts. So I really hope that trend catches on in India soon.
Yeah, definitely. Because, you know, India has seen podcasts, I think, like, you know, just a year ago or a couple of years ago, I would say, and they're still not that popular in India. So people are here, like, you know, in the developing stage, they're trying to develop the content, the podcast, they're trying to, like, you know, emerge into this field. And I think definitely by, I think, few years down the lane, I think it will be there on a very good level or a very good platform.
Yeah, for sure.
Definitely. So also talking, Darshan, about your normal day life, like, how is the Darshan's day?
Yeah, it's hectic, to say the least. So because I'm working and going to university, it's like my Monday to Friday, it's packed. So I wake up at about 6 in the morning. I catch my train at 7:30, and then I get to work at 9. And then I leave work at 5, and I get home at about 6:30. So I work 3 days a week, and then the other 2 days of the week are my university classes. So for that, I go to university at around 1 and then get home at 9 at night. So essentially, it's like work, and that's essentially my life. And then on the weekends, I spend time with my family and just relax and recover for the next week ahead.
All right, so like when it's Monday to Friday, I think Darshan is completely packed.
Yeah.
Definitely, also. So, you know, I think a month back you did post a story on Instagram, like, you know, you turned 19 in the clouds. So what was that whole thing?
Yeah, well, so I came to India for my December break during Christmas, and my birthday is on January 13th, so I was actually on, like, in the day I was traveling back to Canada was my birthday. So I spent my birthday in India, and I celebrated my birthday in India, and I celebrated here in Canada as well. So I had two birthdays, and it was really interesting.
That's interesting.
Yeah, because the time zone. So, like, in India it was the morning, and then here when I got here it was nighttime. So it was still the 13th of January.
Oh, so you're like really very lucky to, like, you know, celebrate the birthday in two countries.
Yeah, and in the plane.
Definitely. So Darshan, if I ask you what is your favorite part of the job or the industry that you are involved in, so what your answer would be?
Yeah, I think for me it's about impact, right? The thing with software you see nowadays, it's everywhere, right? It's impacting our life on so many different levels, right? It's enabled us to do so many things right from our pocket, right? Before, we would have to go to the bank to send people money. Now you could do it straight through your phone. And so all these opportunities that are there is what motivates me every day. You know, for me, it's about changing people's life and having an impact and just making, like, solving hard problems, and then, you know, just developing solutions for, like, problems I face or problems people face every day.
Darshan, like, if you have to describe your job, like, if you have to describe your job at the moment, like, you know, are you into the coding sector, or, like, as you told me that you're into the software thing, so what actually goes into the software thing?
Yeah, so, yeah, that's a great question. I think for me, what I'm daily, so I think at the workplace I am right now, we follow a methodology called Agile. So what we do is we see a feature. Let's say we want to build a feature. And what we do is we break it up into parts, and then we decide every 2 weeks what can we build out. And then every 2 weeks we demo something to our manager. So we're very heavy on demos. So we build something, demo it, get some feedback, iterate on it, and then continue that loop until we have a perfect feature that we're trying to build out.
All right. It's all about, like, you know, trying an error method, something of that sort?
Yeah, exactly.
All right. So, like, that should be, you have started working into the software industry, like, at the age of 15 and today up to 90. So, what are transactions or, like, you know, or what are the transformations that you have seen into this industry? And what is your scope regarding, like, you know, the software, like, you know, 10 years down the lane? So, you must have seen a lot of changes that have happened to this industry. So, what would you comment about the changes, the past, the current, and the futuristic scope of the work that you dwell in?
Yeah. So I think nowadays with technology, especially here in North America, what's great is that anyone can get started to learning to program. You don't need a university degree to get a job. I've had a lot of friends that aren't they studied like some physics or something in university, but now they're doing computer science jobs. So I think that potential to learn the skills, and because the technology industry is so open, with the people, with the job application, anyone can apply and at least they'll get an interview. So it's very skill-based compared to credential-based, which was a thing back in the days. And in the thing with, like, technology moving forward, I think we're going to see a lot more artificial intelligence and machine learning applications. Along that, we're going to see a lot more automation, like especially smart home. We're going to see a lot of that. Where, you know, the home is going to know when you're, like, facial recognition, computer vision, you know, things like that. So it'll know when you enter the room and what settings you like in your room compared to when your friend enters the room. Things like that, I think, is the future for technology.
Yeah, the part of IoT, the Internet of Things, is going to be evolving.
Exactly, for sure.
Yeah, definitely. Because, you know, I could relate to these things because even I'm doing engineering and I'm in my third year of electronics and telecommunication engineering. So, you know, in India also, this artificial intelligence or this IoT has been given a lot of importance. And I think everybody who meets me from this technical department or the technical domain tells me, like, you know, this IoT has a great scope in the future.
Yeah, I think so. And yeah, like, I spend a lot of time with my Raspberry Pi trying to build some smart home things, like making my everyday smart bulbs, like with turning it on with like Alexa and Google Home, things like that. I tinker on projects on the weekend like that.
Oh, that was really an interesting one.
Yeah. Right now I'm actually trying to build something that will open my curtains because I'm too lazy actually to open my curtains or close my curtains at night. So I have a Google Home in my room and my lights are, I can turn it off, on and off. So now I'm building something that will close my curtains with some motor or something. So I can just be like, okay, Google, good night. And then it'll turn off my lights, close my curtains, and I can just go to sleep.
Oh, that is wonderful.
Yeah.
I think it's really exciting. Like, you know, whenever you were telling me, I could really imagine this. And I think, okay, Google, close my curtains. And I think, like, the curtains are shut off. I think it's amazing. It's amazing.
Yeah. And the thing with me is because I'm like so much into tinkering, I could buy this on Amazon, which costs, it's actually pretty expensive, but for me, it's like the wonder of, like, the joy of building it yourself is something else, right?
Yeah, exactly. So, like you say that, you know, necessity is the mother of creation. So it's something of that sort. I'm a bit lazy. I really need to create something. I really need to invent something new.
Yeah. And I think that a lot of the technology we see is created by people, like, because they faced that problem, they created the solutions for it. And that's the best way to develop something, I feel like. Building things that you face problems with every day.
Agreed, completely. Also, like, as you told me, like, you know, you're something, like, you know, you made the thing, like, you know, you just tell the Google to turn off your lights and the lights are turned off. And now you're working on the interesting project of closing the curtains, you know, the closing and the opening of the curtains. So those were your highlights, I would say. So apart from this, in the previous part, have you worked on something interesting or have you created something, your own project, your own models?
Yeah, I've created a lot of things, actually. So one was, like, at a hackathon, one thing I created was skin cancer recognition. So what we did was we created like 20,000 photos, like we curated online a data set of 20,000 images. And then we trained the artificial intelligence model to detect skin cancer. So from your phone, you can take a photo of your hand and it will detect if you have skin cancer or not. And the accuracy of that, like the detection model, was about like 75%. So it was pretty accurate for something we built in 2 days.
Yeah, definitely. Because, you know, if you have created, like, you know, on your own, you have tried yourself and you have tried to take some references from the, like, you know, as you told me, you uploaded a couple of pictures. Like, how many pictures did you upload it?
20,000. So we curated
20,000.
Yeah,
actually. So I think it was a mature project. So I think you guys all have gathered together and created this project. So I think 75% is a brilliant accuracy, I would say.
Yeah, for sure. And so we build a lot of things like this. And then I've built like small websites that are just fun. So one was like, it was called Founder Rewind. So it was interviews of people that, like, so interviews of Mark Zuckerberg, Steve Jobs, Bill Gates, but before they were famous. So when they were early on into their careers. So we curated like videos of them when they were early on into their careers and interviews they did. So it was really fun to see how they've evolved over the years. And that got about like 10,000 views.
Oh, that's lovely. And I'm very sure, like, you know, after a couple of years later, someone is going to be approaching me for Darshil Patel's interview. Like, Omkar, do you have the recordings of Darshil Patel? I'm like, yeah, I do have it. Please give it to us. We have uploaded on a certain site. I'm really looking forward to it.
I think it'll happen to you as well. I think we're both on the right track and working really hard early on. And I think just being focused on our mission and our goals is really important early on, right? I think the other thing I've learned in my career is sustaining success is really important, not just getting there. And so that's something that I'm working towards now, right? I've gotten a nice internship. I've got a nice, a lot of projects. Now it's about sustaining that. And that's something that a lot of people lack nowadays. They'll get there, but they'll also fall down because they don't sustain that.
Exactly. I think that was really a noteworthy point. Like, many of us try to get to a certain point, and after that, we really fail to be there. Because, you know, it is also said that you should really regularly practice success, otherwise it will take wings and fly away. So I think practicing success or being consistent towards a certain goal and being able to sustain in that particular field is really equally important.
Yep, for sure.
Definitely. So, Darshil, what are the challenges that you face on a day-to-day life, or I would say in the industry that you're working in?
Yeah, so I'll talk about challenges I faced when I came to Canada first. So, you know, I was in grade 3, so standard 3, and I didn't know much English at that time. And I moved to a city where, you know, not a lot of the Indian community was there. So I was the one that stood out, I guess, in simple terms. So, you know, kid, and I was very skinny, and I still am, but I was a skinny kid, right? So people, and I had a heavy Indian accent. So when I went to school, and the first day, actually, I had a pink backpack, right? And here, like, the little kid that's like, a blue is for guys, pink is for girls. So I had a pink backpack. And then, you know, kids started making fun of me and things like that. So early on, for the first 2 years when I came to Canada, I was bullied a lot. So I think... I had to gain a lot of mental toughness during that time because, you know, moving to a new country, no new friends, you know, and kids bullying you, it's really difficult. So,
yeah, I think that time you must have really said, you guys better watch me later. I'm going to be a big monster.
Yeah, well, at that time I was really nervous, but now I can say that to them. But yeah. Yeah, I think that mental toughness early on with that has helped me so much through thick and thin now in my career when I face ups and downs. You know, sometimes the project isn't going the way we want. Sometimes I'm not delivering the results the manager's expecting. But because I've faced so much of that, now I'm able to handle failure and rejection with a lot more certainty.
Definitely, definitely. And also I think that the body language or the kind of attitude that really works a lot. So what is Darshil's attitude towards the project that he's encountering or the attitude that he has in his work life?
Yeah, for me, it's two simple things, right? One is passion and the other is teamwork. So I'm incredibly passionate when I start working on a project. I'm really excited to work on it. And, you know, I'm always like, as soon as a project comes to fruition, I start thinking about ideas, features, what can we do, improvements. But then at the same time, I also like to work with teams, get other people's feedback. And I feel like collaboration in any industry or is so important. And so that's what I try to value as well, like working well with team members, motivating team members when they're down. It's all a team effort, right? It's never a one-man effort.
Definitely. So I think collaborations and getting to know what others think about your ideas, getting the feedback is really equally important.
Yeah, for sure.
Definitely. So I think, as you said, like, you know, you come from an Indian background. I think we both come from an Indian background, but you said that when you came to Canada, there were not so many of Indian people out there. So how much of Gujarati do you even withstand today? Like, let's just go some more in Gujarati.
Yeah, I withstand a lot of Gujarati, actually, and because I speak with it every day with my family, so I can still read and speak, but I can't write in Gujarati. But yeah,
I think like if you visited Mumbai over here, I think there are many people who are Gujaratis, and you can find them in the train as well. So I'm not a proper Gujarati speaker, but I can understand. So I would really love if we have a small interaction in Gujarati.
Sure. Jai Shri Krishna, kevu chhe?
Maja ma chho, tame kem chho?
Bas saras saras, podcast ma bahut maja aave chhe.
Are same, like I don't understand. Even I'm enjoying a lot podcast with you. It's really good. Like, you have really good hold over Gujarati, man.
Yeah. It's important. I think keeping culture, our Indian culture, especially living abroad, is really important. And celebrating festivals is also really important. So I value that as well here. You know, celebrating Diwali, Navratri, Holi, all those.
Navratri, festivals. Yeah, like Garbas. Really love Garbas and enjoy them.
Yeah, I go to Garbas here too.
Oh, that's lovely. Like, you know, whenever you're in Mumbai or whenever you're in India, please let me know. I'll come there for Garba.
Yeah, for sure. Definitely. Hopefully I'll visit soon.
Yeah, definitely. Even I'm looking forward to it. Also, Darshan, so are you excited enough to go to the Josh Fire? That is the rapid fire segment.
Yeah, I've been waiting for it all day, honestly. Not going to lie.
Oh, that's really lovely. That's so kind of you, Darshan. Let's just move on to the Josh Fire segment.
Awesome.
All right. So my first question to you, are you a tea or a coffee person?
None. I don't drink tea or coffee. But
you're more like me then.
I've never drank tea, actually, surprisingly. No one believes me, but I've never drank tea.
Oh, that's I think when I was really, really small, I had a tea. But I think after that, even I'm not a coffee person, nor a tea person.
Yeah.
Moving on. Are you a mountain or a beach person?
Mountains. I love, climbing mountains and the nature. So, yeah, mountains.
Lovely. Name three weird things about your lifestyle.
I'm vegetarian and vegan, so that's not common here. I don't drink or like do any like drugs or smoke, and that's also not very common here. So I always stand out as the very naive person. Yeah. And I love biking every day. It's not weird. Actually, I don't know what's weird. I don't know. This I just got to.
All right, so the first thing is that you don't eat non-veg, you're a vegan person. Then the other thing is that you don't smoke, you don't alcohol. And the third thing is that you love biking.
Yeah.
Lovely. Moving on. So who do you think to be your competition in the industry?
Myself, I guess. I think I'm still very early on into my career. I haven't established that much. It's still early on. I'm still doing internships, you know. So I think just competing with myself every day, improving myself, being the best self I can be is what's important most right now.
Definitely. The next one. One thing of yours you would love to be insured about.
I didn't understand the question.
Okay, like for example, like, you know, we when you ask someone like, what do you love to be insured about? So it's like some people say that I love to be insured about my home, I love to be insured about my money or my assets.
For me it would be my laptop, because that is my tool, that is my job, right? My laptop is what I do my job on, so that's the most important thing to me.
Yeah, definitely, because I think the whole treasure is into it.
Yep.
What does Darshul do first after a rejection?
I just solitude, and then I talk with my dad as well. So I think right now I've been learning to just sit alone and think with my thoughts a lot. You know, I think with phones, especially nowadays, we're always touching something. We're never with our thoughts alone, right? Like, think about this. When was the last time you thought about, like, you were alone and you were just thinking with your thoughts, right? It's not very common now because we're always with our phones. We're always connected. So now every time I reject, I put away my phone. I just turn off all digital media and just sit down and think about what went wrong, how I can improve. And then I talk with my dad. My dad's been the best mentor that I've ever had. And he's always got good tips. So I follow whatever my dad says.
All right. So, like, you know, as we have come to this rejection part, I need to have a peekaboo into it. So is there some relationship thing that's going on, and have you ever faced a relationship, a rejection or something of that sort?
Yeah, man, I think we've all faced rejection at some point. I have faced one rejection. I really used to like this one girl, but didn't work out. So, yeah, it was tough. But I think over time, everything healed itself.
Yeah, exactly. So right now, are you single?
Yeah.
Okay, so ladies, just watch out, Darshul. All right, moving on. Pick anyone to team up to be your dance partner.
Sorry, anyone? Anyone?
Yeah, like, you know, are you more towards Bollywood or the Hollywood thing?
Yeah, I would say Alia Bhatt. She's an awesome person to be a dance partner.
Okay, so could you please repeat the name?
Alia Bhatt.
Alia Bhatt, all right, that's lovely. Moving on, pick up a co-star from Bollywood and also, like, you know, think about a movie that you would love to do with him or her.
Yeah, I think Shraddha Kapoor as well. She's also got a lot of nice acting, I think. And I really loved Half Girlfriend, that movie of hers, so that was really good.
Oh, that's really lovely, Darshul. Like, you've got some serious acting skills with the technical skills, I must say. So if you have to choose someone from Bollywood to be a gym partner, who would it be?
Tiger Shroff, I think.
Oh, that's amazing. Amazing. Yeah. Exactly. All right. So what the following people have, you wish you had. Actually, Darshul, like, you know, this is a more of an entertainment show. So I've got, like, more of
that's fine. Bollywood people. That's fine.
Okay. So if you want, I think we can have some more people from the technical line as well. So could you give me, like, or could you please suggest me a few names from the technical background so that I can speak about them?
I am fine to do with Bollywood actors. It's fine. I'm pretty familiar with it. But if you want, you could do like Elon Musk, Steve Jobs, Bill Gates, Mark Zuckerberg. But I can do Bollywood, like, celebrities as well. Not a problem.
All right. Different. So moving on. What the following people have, you wish you had. Sara Ali Khan.
The smile. I love her smile.
All right. The next one, Mark Zuckerberg.
I think the team. He has an amazing team at Facebook that supports him every day. Because Facebook gets under a lot of pressure every day with because of all the political involvement it has with elections. But his team is doing an amazing job. So I think his team.
Right. And the next name, Elon Musk.
Just his thought process and ideas, the way he thinks about the world. It's just so mind-boggling, so amazing.
Next one, Steve Jobs.
Everything. yeah, Steve Jobs has been my idol ever since I was a kid, so everything.
And the last one is Sundar Pichai.
So yeah, I just love his outlook on life, and just get feedback or like how he, because he's an Indian and how he got so far into the tech industry being an Indian. So I would love to get some insight on that.
All right, so like insights about him.
Yeah.
All right. The next question is really very interesting and very spicy one. So you have to name one company that you would love to be the manager of that company, or to be the CEO, or you would love to own that company.
Apple.
Oh.
And Shopify.
Then definitely the company I'll work for right now. Apple product from you.
Yeah. And Shopify, the company I work for.
Yeah. All right. So Shopify and Apple, you would really love to be you would really love to own that company.
Or just a manager or whatever, yeah.
All right, definitely. So if you get an Apple, like, you know, if you get into Apple or if you're owning Apple, please make sure you give me some Apple products.
For sure.
I know it sounds cliche, but let's just move on. All right, like, you know, it happens, like, you know, when we are Indian people and we meet someone, arey yaar, just ye mere liye leke aana yaar, tum yahan pe ho. So that kind of stuff I'm trying to have it over here.
Yeah.
All right. Moving on. Name one person you would love to have coffee with.
Tim Cook, he's the CEO of Apple, and yeah, I'd love to see how, like, what he's learned about Steve Jobs, because he was a dear friend of Steve Jobs, so we'd love to talk to Tim Cook.
All right. To hang out on a brunch.
Alia Bhatt, she's my favorite Bollywood actress, so I'd just love to know about the Bollywood industry and how it works.
Lovely. Whose choreography you would love to replicate?
Shahid Kapoor, I think.
All right, but I think he's more from the, like, you know, film industry or the Bollywood industry, and you're more into the technical side. So if you had to take someone from the technical background, who would you choose?
Sundar Pichai.
That's an interesting name. The next question is really, again, the spicy one. Whose voice you would love to have on your GPRS?
Johnny Ive. He's the one that taught, like, in the Apple videos, all the commercials, it's his voice that is narrated.
All right, I see that. So let me tell you, Darshil, I think with this, we are done with the Joshfire segment, and you were really very honest about all the answers that you gave. So I clearly have to tell you, I have to be really honest about it. You get 10 on 10 for being super honest and super fun at this round.
Thank you. Yeah, I've been practicing.
I hope you've enjoyed it, because, you know, all the answers were really nice. What is this? You have the answer. You were really very spontaneous, and it was amazing to have this rapid fire segment with you.
Awesome. Yeah, thank you.
Okay, let me just re-record it. Okay, it was really super amazing to have the Joshfire segment with you.
Thank you. Awesome.
All right. So before we end with this podcast, there are a couple of more questions. One thing that really motivates you, or one thing that really gets your Josh high, and that is the thing that really pushes you to the work, or gets you off from the bed and push you down to the work. So what's that one thing, or what's that one motivation or the Josh?
Like, I think when I'm under pressure, whenever there's pressure, so whether that be a deadline at school, and I'm starting really late, or whether that be a problem going on at work and we need to fix it, like if it's some bug in a software and we need to fix it as soon as possible. So anything, whenever I'm under pressure.
All right. So how is money related to you? So are you more towards money-oriented thing, or like, how important is money to you? Like, what kind of role is it playing in your life?
Well, I think honestly for me, money's not been that important at all. Not saying that I've been I've been part of a middle class family all my life and still am. But for me, I always think about impact and change and how much good am I doing to society. That's the first thing I think about. Money is a byproduct of my work. So I see it as it coming and going. It'll always be there. So I don't look too much into it. I just try to focus on my work and doing good for the society.
Wonderful. That was really a wonderful answer. And before you leave, your message to the younger self of yours, as well as to the others out who are listening to this podcast on becoming such an amazing person or achieving your dreams and passion.
Yeah, I think at some point you need to understand that if you want to, you know, go have a really successful career, whether that be an entrepreneur, an actor, whatever, entertainment career, you can't follow the path that everyone else is following. You have to create your own path. You have to experiment. You have to do things differently than what everyone else is doing. You have to stand out somehow. And that's really important. if you're not going to stand out, you'll just be one of the rest of the crowd, right? You're going to get hidden. No one's going to notice you. That's why you always have to just think differently, right? Start creating that thought process, you know?
Definitely. So having that unique factor is really, really important. So what others are doing, instead of copying that, create something of your own.
Exactly. Spot on, yeah.
All right. So I think it was really a wonderful to be in conversation with you, Darshil. I think we really had fun talking to you. We spoke about noteworthy points. We spoke about your career, your early childhood life. I think the whole Darshil in a nutshell is there on this podcast.
Yeah, thank you so much. I really appreciate you having me.
Definitely. So it was, once again, thank you so much, Darshil, for tuning into the podcast and being the guest on the show.
Mm-hmm. And yeah, I just want to say to all the listeners, Omkar is doing an amazing job for his podcast. So be on the lookout for more of his episodes. I think he's got some great potential here. So, yeah.
Oh, that was really so kind enough of you, Darshil. Thank you so much for this wonderful compliment.
Yeah, no worries. All right, Omkar. Thank you so much.
All right. Well, that was it for today. Now we meet on next Saturday. Until we meet, take care, be happy, and most importantly, be full of Josh. Thank you.